necessarily update, then.
What committee is this one?
Yeah, which one?
Legislative committee?
This is the legislative committee, and it's also the wetlands committee.
There you go.
I get confused.
Now you're talking.
Dogs will do later after you're done your meeting.
Okay.
Mr. President, members of council, I first wanted to go over an issue that we talked about briefly last week, and that is a legislative matter, House Bill 167. If you'll remember, this bill we discussed some weeks ago as it restricted your abilities to investigate someone's possible criminal background and or restricting you as to checking out their credit rating. There have been three amendments made to this bill while it was still in the House, and those amendments, in my opinion, have addressed the issues that you wanted addressed. Number one, it rewrote much of the bill and now allows public employers to investigate criminal backgrounds. It also removes the restriction of you couldn't consider felonies older than 10 years and misdemeanors older than 5 years. It took that out completely, and it made a number of changes allowing you to use a criminal background as a reason not to hire someone if the criminal charge relates to the job they would be performing. So it gives us a lot of discretion that we didn't have in the earlier form of this bill. You asked if I had passed this by Mrs. Brewington, and I had not gotten it past her at that time. However, today I see Mrs. Wilson is here to represent HR's opinion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, what we wanted to go over is our stance is that we can live with this amendment as it is. And to be compliant, we are going to remove that section regarding the criminal history from our application. And as part of the House bill, what it states is you cannot ask anything until after the first interview. So if there is something that is of interest or concern, then what we could do is address that at the second interview.
Only at the second interview?
Yes.
We'll be interviewing a lot of people. So we can't. Okay, I got you.
More questions to council?
Can we make them aware of the fact that we will be asking this of them potentially at the second interview?
No, I can't speak to that. I'd have to read further into the bill to see if that's something that could be addressed.
I think the concern is we spend a lot of staff time and energy to get someone to the point of hiring them, only then to find out that they have a stain on the record. If they knew this was coming down the pike, maybe they would not apply or back out earlier.
Oh, and what happens with, we don't do background checks until there's a formal offer. And at that point, I mean, that is a contingent for employment. They have to pass that, so.
And I just think if they knew that going into the process, maybe we would weed a few people out on their own.
Mr. Phillips, I think one of the questions that gets asked during the interview process is more informal, but it does go to this. Is there anything we should know about your background, not a formal direct question about their criminal background, but your background, which they may bring up. This would one of the biggest things this would change, if this is passed, it's not passed yet, would be to change our form. On our form right now, we have a checkbox mm-hmm. that we have regarding criminal background.
Right off the bat.
It would preclude us from doing a background check until after the first interview, which right. we don't do currently anyway. And by the way, we use a third-party service for background checks, which costs us money each time we do it. So it's not something that we're going to get a group of 20 and all of them get background checks just to go the next round. That's why you want to weed it down to the final candidates.
Right.
So that's the two main changes that we would have.
And again, the question is, can we inform them of the fact there will be a background check before you are hired early in the process so that they may decide to go quietly before potentially being hired?
I will defer that to the expert.
Here she comes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, we would. We would be telling them that. It will be posted on the application when we do the job posting.
Great.
It will say criminal background check and a drug and alcohol test.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just still got a problem with why are we supporting it at all? I mean, my understanding is when I listened to some scat people, the towns don't like it. A lot of the legislators aren't comfortable with this bill. And we're already following the laws. There's already so many laws on the books now that, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, this just seems so redundant, just a waste of time. And I just think we ought to just take a position that I think we do everything properly. We are within the accepted, you know, guidelines and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I just think we should just say, forget it. It's not necessary. Why even get involved in all this minutia of it's a joke. And I think the towns don't like it. I think the legislators are hearing from the town. So I think if they heard from us saying we oppose it. Now how can follow up, like if they're gonna go forward with it, there's a couple things we'd like to see done, but I just think it should be a big no. Out of our business. Let us hire people. Let us do it our way. We're not breaking any laws.
I second the motion.
I don't know. I'll tell you. That wasn't a motion. I was just unloading on Karen.
The basis for the bill is just so we wouldn't deny anyone to come in and come forward to interview for a position that they would be qualified for. So I agree with you.
It's hard to be qualified if you're not honest. You got bad record. That's hard to be qualified for.
If it disqualifies you from the position, you're correct. If it was someone that came in that maybe did something as a minor. Poor judgment. I can see where we wouldn't disqualify a person unless it was a serious enough infraction and it hindered them being able to do their job correctly.
There's nothing you do now that you are uncomfortable with, is there, when we hire people? Is there anything in our guidelines that you use?
No. And you know, to take it a step further, you could say, hey, you know, we could actually take the ban, go with the ban the box and not put that on the application, but during the first interview, be able to ask all questions because it's all performance related, and that could be performance related if there was an infraction.
So at this point, we comply with all laws.
Correct.
This is with really just a suggestion that they be changed. I mean, there's no law that says we have to make these changes. Is that correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. If this bill does pass, then we would have to make these changes within 6 months from the bill being passed.
Well, like I said, it's just another law. I think it's not necessary. I think we're...
It's almost like putting a horse before the cart, isn't it?
We heard that earlier on something else, didn't we? Yeah. You stole that from somebody, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is there any feeling on council to take a different stand than we have taken to date?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out. The more I hear about it, it just seems a waste of time.
So why don't you make a motion, Mr. Cole?
Well,
step up.
All right. I mean, I'll make if there's a consensus to go forward, I'll make a motion that we actually oppose the bill.
I second it.
And it's based on the reasons as we already do what's right, and we follow the law, and we hire good people, and we haven't had any complaints on our hiring practices. And I think most of the towns in Sussex County, again, agree with that position. I've heard some of those sentiments.
We have a motion, and we have a second. Is there any questions on the motion?
And then Mr. Godwin can also take... With him.
Well, the question,
Mrs. Davis' question.
If I understand, it came from folks who are concerned about people who have served in prisons or in jails, and they want to help them get jobs. And that's what I understand. It comes from a group that's promoting that. And you know, I don't know that we've discriminated against people particularly. And I mean, am I wrong? Is this just a group that's, you know, trying to protect folks that have served time?
Mr. Godwin, you have
this bill is coming from the governor's office.
It's the governor's office.
It's a feel-good thing. Here's the problem. There's no jobs out there. And first of all, we just saw an effort, you know, veterans. We want to hire veterans. Now, keep in mind, there's no jobs, so we're putting all these groups in preferred, you know, positions. And here's another group that's, you know, it feels good. We're going to do something for cons because we need to get them back into the workforce. I agree with it. Create some jobs. But right now you got a job market that doesn't exist, mm-hmm. and we're playing this game, and it's not going to help any cons. They're conning the cons.
Any more questions on the motion?
Well, I don't think we're discriminating against them at all.
No, we don't. We don't discriminate against anybody. Mm-hmm. We haven't.
Hearing no more questions, we'll take the vote.
I got time. This is early.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Godwin?
That's the end of that.
We officially oppose this bill.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, why not?
Even in its amended form.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next.
But keep in mind, Todd, Hal, you heard the conversation. There were some things we were concerned about, and you can remember those, and you could easily articulate those if you see something going somewhere.
Sure. Moving forward to our wetlands report, I wanted to go to the documents that I sent you this past week on Thursday. I tried to give you everything that I have gotten in document form to enable you to understand the issues that are being discussed in this wetland committee. And I did finally get the question in writing. There's actually two questions. I'm going to start off by reading the questions and then try to answer questions that you may need to qualify your answer, because there's so much material here. We'd be here all day with me taking you through the whole report.
Right. And the vote that you're talking about, yes, on some of these issues that you're bringing up today is on March
12th. The committee will meet again, and we will vote on these two questions based on what direction you give me. I should preclude that statement by saying I will probably be out of town on the 12th, and I believe Mr. Lawson is going to go in my place and cast your vote.
Okay.
So with that information, the first question is, does the committee recommend, that's the Wetlands Committee, does the committee recommend that that DENREC be given the authority to adopt a freshwater wetland program to protect Category 1 wetlands that are currently regulated by the Corps of Engineers, assuming federal nationwide permit authority is delegated to DENREC? And what that question means is, currently the Army Corps of Engineers permits any changes or alterations to non-tidal wetlands in Delaware. This question is saying, would you like to give that authority to DENREC? Okay, now that means that in order for that to happen, DENREC has to apply to the federal government for authority to do what the Army Corps is doing here as their representative, which means they'll have to continue using all of the Army Corps' standards when they do applications and permits. So they'll assume that responsibility, and then they may, it doesn't say in the question, but they may then also want to enhance some of those permitting qualifications. But that's not in the question. The question is, does the committee recommend that DENREC be given the authority to adopt a freshwater wetlands program to protect Category 1 wetlands that are currently regulated by the Corps?
So the Corps is not performing? Is that the problem?
No, the Corps is performing. And at these committee meetings, I have heard no one complain that the Corps is doing a substandard job. Those people who have had experience with this claim that the Army Corps does a relatively efficient job, they're relatively timely, they're okay to work with, they're getting the job done.
But I'll qualify that from comments I've heard is, it depends on who you deal with. It's like any other agency, it's who you deal with. Sometimes you have a good group up there that's easy to work with. I've heard other complaints years ago where a certain individual was tough to deal with and hard to get by on and on. And keep in mind,
that was years ago.
Yeah, but well, you know, I mean, Army Corps of Engineers is constantly changing, so it's nice to send it to Philadelphia for all your responses from wetland issues in Sussex County. Keep in mind, it's not going to go away. It's going to be regulated. It's whether you want it done in Dover or you want it done in Philadelphia.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's not the question is, if we don't do this, we're not going to regulate wetlands. Mm-hmm. They're going to be regulated. So where do you want to have your input? I'd say Dover, because then I could pull Pete Schwarzkopf over and say, you know,
oh,
we're having problems in Dover.
You've got better faith in DENREC than I do.
Well, I do, but I'm just saying, you never know. At the Army Corps of Engineers level, today it's okay. Next year you could have a new administrator up there and things could change. And dealing with the feds is, I think it's easier to deal with the state than the feds.
It's just more local
George,
government.
Just a thought.
George, are you saying, if we turn this back to natural resources, are you saying Army Corps of Engineers are not going to be following up these people and see if they're going to be doing what they should be doing?
Only upon complaint, I'm sure, because they would probably be the agency that's got the final say. I don't know exactly on that, Sam, but I'm just saying they're going to be regulated. They have a Category 1. They do have already, you know, requirements, right? So the question is, do you want it administered out of Dover or Philadelphia?
I'm not much one for duplication.
No, they're not going to both do it. No, the Army Corps would say they're going to delegate. And that, right? The Army Corps would say, okay, all these decisions now will be done in Dover, not in Philly.
And they're going to say, we're just...
For Delaware, for Sussex County.
And they're going to tell us that they don't want to get in the picture. They're going to tell Natural Resources they don't want to be in the picture.
Well, if you read this, this is what this is saying.
Well, I don't believe that.
The last portion of the question, excuse me, says, assuming federal nationwide permit authority would be delegated to DENREC. That's not a done deal yet.
That's right.
DENREC has to be able to demonstrate that they have the ability to do this. They have to prove that to the Army Corps in order to have that authority delegated to them. So the question is, do you want that to happen if it's possible?
Well, the way I see it, it's another program, another new hire that the state cannot afford, and every dollar that they divert to that program is a dollar they don't have to extend our runway. So I don't want to give Dover any more charges. They've got too much on their plate now. Leave things like they are.
I can address that.
Instead of 10 cents a gallon, it'd be 12 cents.
All right, let him address that.
That question came up in discussion, and the folks at DENREC told us.
They had a good answer, didn't they?
Their answer was, the question was, what will it cost DENREC to do all these permits and inspections if the authority comes to them? And we want to hear about new dollars that you don't have in your budget currently. The number was $750,000 a year. So it would add that much to DENREC's budget needs.
And they probably pulled that out of the hat, didn't they?
Okay, I'm glad you threw that in. Huh?
Leaving $750,000 they don't have. We've already established the fact that they don't have the money.
Okay.
There must be a problem with it if they're suggesting it. So, but I don't want to build up DENREC.
If I'm not mistaken, the Army Corps out of Philadelphia not only does Delaware, it does Pennsylvania. I mean, it has a region.
Yes.
And you've got a huge area. So anytime Army Corps can delegate off to the state, it lightens their load a little bit and makes maybe things a little better there. But the cost of $750,000.
That's been DENREC's argument. The argument is that with federal budget cuts, they think the Army Corps services may be reduced. But there is no evidence of that yet.
But nobody's evidence of that. No. There's nobody proving that.
No.
Right. Wouldn't it be easier for a developer to address DENREC than to try to address the Corps?
Well, I will say that's also a good question. There were developers there in the discussion, or representatives of developers. There's an engineer on this committee who works for developers delineating wetlands.
Right.
And he claims that his experience with the Army Corps has been fine. He has no issue with the Army Corps. When he has a wetland that needs a permit, he goes through the process. It's done in a timely fashion. I gave you a copy of their process in here, what they do. And this gentleman claims he doesn't have an issue with them.
Well, there's only a handful of people that are eligible to do the wetland delineation. You just can't have anybody.
Correct.
So to get that certification,
correct,
you meet a certain standard. And what they typically do is if you go into a wetlands and do all the engineering for it and send it to the Army Corps engineers, they just rubber stamp it unless there's a complaint filed against it. They're assuming that the people they've licensed do it properly.
Mm-hmm. But DENREC would be following their rules. Anyway, so it's duplication.
Is there, let's do this by motion. Mr. Lawson.
I was going to ask a question about the question, if I may, before the motion. The question number one says that protect Category 1 wetlands that are currently regulated by the Corps, assuming federal nationwide permit authority is delegated by DENREC. Has anyone asked the Army Corps if they're going to delegate that authority?
That would be an application process that DENREC would have to go through with the Army Corps. There, as I don't know if you know this, but there are municipalities in this state who have DENREC authority in-house. They don't have to go to DENREC to get approvals for things. There are some cities in this state that have an engineer on staff who is certified by DENREC to delineate wetlands and do some of those things in their land use processes. This would be the same thing, only on a bigger scale. DENREC would have to become certified by the Army Corps of Engineers as sufficient in the science and in the permitting process to be able to replicate the exact same work that the Army Corps would do if they were there in person.
Same standards, same
yes,
work.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Questions?
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody care to make a motion reference this one question that Hal just read off?
Well, I think the motion I move that Sussex County Council opposes the granting of any more authority to DENREC in the regulation of wetlands.
Is that what the question is?
Well, it says wetlands. Mm-hmm. Well, it says freshwater wetlands.
Kind of.
Assuming.
Period. Got a second.
I would say, and I would just say due to the cost. I don't, I
not now, but
I think I the cost is what's critical to, in my determining whether they can do it or not. I'd rather have people be able to go to Dover if they had to challenge things or to take permits, et cetera, because you can drive them to Dover pretty easily if you had to. But when it comes to the cost, I haven't heard, and you haven't heard anything, Hal, about the ability to fund this at the state level, right?
Okay.
No, I would oppose it just because it doesn't seem the funding's available for it.
When we vote, you can say that.
Okay, okay.
We have a motion and a second. A question on a motion.
Robin, can you repeat the motion as you've got it?
I have opposes the granting of any more authority to DENREC in the regulation of wetlands.
Period.
I dropped the word more. I don't know why more authority. I just say we recommend that we drop. We don't give them the authority to do that.
The motion is as you read it.
Yes. Okay. Can we amend that? Is
sure. You can.
Can I amend the take the word more out and just say we just read it without the word more in it and see how that sounds.
To oppose the granting of any authority to DENREC
giving
in the
any
regulation
authority, okay.
of wetlands.
They already do regulate non-tidal wetlands.
Correct.
Right.
So you should say regarding.
This is freshwater.
I'm sorry. They do tidal wetlands.
Right.
This is about non-tidal.
Right.
So if you said non-tidal, that would correct your.
Now that
adjustment.
The motion as I placed it makes clear that we don't want to grant DENREC any more authority in the regulation of wetlands.
Well, we ought to say non-tidal because we're talking about non-tidal here.
Well, his use of the word more qualifies his statement because they already have authority
okay.
in tidal.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
Okay,
that's all right. Let's move
we'll
on.
We'll call the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I don't vote for that because we haven't looked into it enough, and it's local government as opposed to having to go to the feds, to the Corps, and I believe in local control, local government, and so I would have to oppose Vance's
motion. So your vote's no?
Right.
Okay, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes at this time just because it appears there was no discussion about the funding for DENREC to be able to do this regulatory authority. So I'll vote.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, the way the motion is read makes it clear that we're talking about all types of wetlands because it was not qualified. It also makes clear that we do not want DENREC to have any more authority in the regulation of wetlands, which is the main focus of the committee. And it does not tie it to finances. I believe that what we have is a program that currently is being administered by the feds that we have not received any significant amount of criticism. In fact, to the contrary, testimony before the committee has said that the system is working well as it is. Hard to believe, but that's the testimony. I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. And I could go on and on, but
no. I'm sorry.
But one of the things that kind of bugs me is it's almost sure I go again, saying it's like putting the cart before the horse. They've gone and said they want to do this, and they have never really gone and talked to the feds about this and right. see if they've got permission to go this direction. So I have a problem with that. So my answer would be yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
I'll read the second question, but I think you've already answered that with the vote on this question.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's very similar to the first question. The second question reads, does the committee recommend that DENREC be given the authority to adopt a freshwater wetland program to protect Category 1 wetlands that are not currently regulated by the Corps? I think your answer addresses that as well. Do you do you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
That we're saying no?
There are some freshwater wetlands in Delaware that are not regulated by the Corps, and this happened through a court action a few years ago. It's not very many acres, but it was some properties that the Army Corps were managing that was really legally outside their scope. They were taken to court, and the Army Corps was told not to do those particular wetlands anymore. It's a very small number, but that's what this question is about, is should we give those exempted out wetlands that the Army Corps couldn't handle to DENREC? And I think you've said no by saying you don't want any more.
Correct.
Okay.
No, it's there's a hole in the system, and why wouldn't you fill it with some DENREC? Why
question,
wouldn't you want DENREC
the answer already
to regulate missing?
I'm just confused that when they said they were going to protect Category 1 wetlands, and then the next one says to protect Category 1 wetlands that are not currently. So I would expect if they're looking at Category 1, they're looking at Category 1. How is there
now you already,
two different types of Category 1?
Well, the ones that are inside and outside the law, that's how that became an issue.
Either,
there
okay.
were some... There are some wetlands in Delaware, non-title wetlands, that the Army Corps doesn't regulate.
But are they referred to as Category 1 wetlands that are outside the scope of?
Yes.
Well, I thought they could, okay, whatever.
Okay.
It's beyond
you've,
like,
you've already given me direction. I just wanted to reconfirm this last week.
So if we say we don't want DENREC to have that authority, we're closing our eyes to the fact that some wetlands, freshwater wetlands, are not regulated at all.
That'd be nice.
No, we're not. It wouldn't be nice.
Why?
Because I think wetlands are very valuable. I think there's as valuable.
Buy them. If they're that valuable, buy them. Property owners paying taxes on their land.
When you're done, let me know. I'll finish my comment.
Continue. I apologize, Mr. That's President.
Thank you, sir.
I would just like to state that it's my opinion that wetlands are very valuable in the coastal part of Sussex County. The economics of when you're buying and selling real estate, they get more money for lots that are looking over wetlands, have views of wetlands, that are abutting wetlands. It has become not a negative, it's a positive. So for some of you gentlemen who still think it's a bad thing to protect wetlands, you're dead wrong. Wetlands are good. They provide a lot of services about floodwaters and other things. And absorb a lot of the pollutants they have are very valuable. Read that booklet. And they're being regulated. They're not going to change that. But I'm just saying, for this county council to give the impression that we do not think wetlands are valuable in this county, as important as they are to the tourism, to the ecotourism, to the reason people come here, you're dead wrong. And I hate to see it send that kind of message that you're still either unknowledgeable of or haven't read into it or you just have these old opinions of wetlands and how it's a problem. So anyway, I think they're of great value.
Can I answer?
No, that's it.
Mr. Phillips?
Just get sick of
hearing
that same
argument.
Nowhere
in the motion does it say that we do not believe wetlands are valuable. To the contrary, we believe that they are valuable as given the example you just made. And the private sector is doing everything necessary to protect
maybe
that
it
would, valuable
well,
asset.
Maybe
there
it was a
no
maybe it was a tone of your
me,
maybe
Mr.
it was
Goldman,
a tone
no,
of your voice.
Turn.
I'm sorry, Mr. President, I misinterpreted Mr. Phillips
okay.
today.
Okay,
he's all over the map nowadays.
Let's
I can't,
move right
I can't
on.
Figure
Mr.
out
Phillips,
where he is
Mr.
on
Phillips
any given day.
Mr. Phillips has the floor.
That's what I believe. And he was kind to you, and you should be kind to him when he speaks.
Mr. Phillips,
5 minutes till he shut up. He's mad because I wore the same jacket he wore.
Mr. Phillips, you have the floor.
I only to correct these outlandish statements by Mr. Cole that the county is insensitive to wetlands and their value. We do believe that they do have value. We've contributed money in the past to purchase development rights and to purchase wetlands in fee. Mr. Cole, you should get your facts straight before you start making these types of statements.
Anything else from council on this subject, Mr. Wilson?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Mr.
Go ahead.
Wilson.
Go ahead. Mr. Wilson.
Mm-hmm. I think, George, you made a blunder a little bit there.
Uh-oh.
You said that by having wetlands, these people that are developing are looking out and seeing how valuable these wetlands are to the people. I don't quite understand how you can look out and see a piece of land. It may not even be a bit of water on it. It can be classified as wetlands and never a drop. Might have a little rain for a couple of days, you got some water, and then it's gone. But how in the world can you make a statement to say by looking at developed land at a piece of property that's been developed and a building's built on it, that improves the value of it? I just don't quite get that. You explain that to me, I might be a little smarter than
I don't think I have enough time left to explain that to you.
But I think you do.
I'll
quickly, think it would take you a day or two to explain
but wait,
that.
No.
Anything else, Mr. Wilson?
No, thank you.
Simple word.
Cold.
Simple word, Sam. They refer to it sometimes as just open space. And when you have land.
There's a difference, isn't it?
No.
Open space and wetland.
But Mr. Cole,
Sam, you just chastised me a minute ago for whatever. Open space, Sam. If you know anything about development of land and what the developers have been able to accomplish in Sussex County, they take these freshwater wetlands and they turn them into an asset. They become open space. And again, whether it's open space looking over wetlands or just open space, that lot they get a higher premium for. So if you just chop these up like the old cookie cutter style parcels of ground and don't provide some of these features, we've given people creativity, flexibility, all this stuff to be able to design things to go around and preserve these areas. And when those developers do that, they get a premium for those lots. And that's how it works. That's how it works, Sam. So whether it's wetlands, open space, or whatever, it all falls into that category.
Let's move Mr. Goff.
Before we're done. So if I understand correctly, we know that some of our freshwater wetlands are not regulated by the Corps or the county or the state, and that if we don't choose to have them regulated, say, by DENREC, we're turning our back on those wetlands, and that means we're leaving them unprotected. And as long as I've come here and known people here, I've been told wetlands have been abused by the private sector, and that's why we need to protect them. So, you know.
Mrs. Deaver, I can tell you that in Sussex County and our planning department, anytime a property, there's an application brought in for subdivision, our planning department requires that land be examined for wetlands, and if there are any found there, to be delineated as a survey. So when Lawrence brings in a plan to Planning and Zoning Commission, if there are wetlands on it, he'll know about it before it gets to them, and they will be protected in our zoning.
Why are they disappearing?
Excuse me?
Why are they disappearing?
I don't know that they are.
Well, okay. This predates Lawrence, okay. And people have used wetlands, and they
predates
have built
Lawrence. Now, wait a minute. He's been here forever.
Mr. President, there will be other questions in the future as this committee works. We will be giving our final report to the governor or to the General Assembly at the end of the year this year.
Sure.
We're going to provide a draft report to the legislature in May. This question today was one of direction, to give us direction.
Yeah. Sure.
And you had already told me, I believe, at the last meeting that I should only support, with your support, the fact that we're going to be in favor of incentives and not regulations.
Correct.
So with that in mind and these two questions answered, I have my charge, and if any other questions, as other questions come up, which I'm sure they will, I'll bring them back to you for your opinion.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is Sussex Academy. They're requesting funds for the 22nd annual Sussex County Science Fair. The Science Fair is for middle and high school students throughout the county. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from each council person. This event does qualify for the countywide youth activity grant.
Right.
Will we do the same?
Second. Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 out of the countywide community grant for youth. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We ask motion carried.
Next one is the approved order of the Redmen of Lewis. They're requesting a donation made to the COPD Foundation. COPD stands for Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease. There have been no past grants, and there is no specific amount requested.
Isn't that already handled by a number of agencies? And I mean, see, how do we know what they're doing? I don't know. I don't know anybody in it or what.
Mr. Cole had put it on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
There you go.
It's a Lewis address, but I'll give them
$200. Well, I'm just asking.
You want to give
$100?
$100. I'll give $100. Mrs. Deaver will give $100 each to the fundraiser that they're the Improved Order of Redmen are doing.
Yes, there you go.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs.
Deaver.
To grant $200, $100, Mrs. Deaver, $100, Mr. Cole's account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction proposed any ordinance. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President. There are several. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.56 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-9-21, part of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC, district number 4.
I'll introduce it.
Cole, introduce it.
The next one is also district number 4, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an MR medium density residential district for certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 9.45 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-9-21, part of, and again, for Castaways Bethany Beach LLC.
I guess I'll introduce it.
Cole introduced it.
And the last one is also in District 4, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an MR medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 17.80 acres, more or less, tax map ID 134-9-21, part of, and again for Castaways Bethany Beach LLC.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole introduces it.
And that is all.
Mr. Ms. Broadport Council, here come Mr. Guy. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I understand you guys say, well, if somebody's in violation before we can have the inspectors do anything, you got to have a complaint. All right. I'm going to give you guys a complaint. Straight across the board, everybody, every property out there, get them inspected. And nighttime, go. I want somebody to go out at nighttime and look at all the lights that are shining in our faces that are illegal out there. Get them straightened up. But the first one I want you to start with is Sam Wilson's subdivision and get it cleaned up with all the junk he's got. Thank you.
You ought not go by it, Dan, if it bothers you.
Can I say something?
You ought not go by my, you don't have to use my road if that bothers you.
Anything else?
I just want to look mention something. I've been looking at the other counties and what they do compared to us, and I've noticed they have
I would like to say something. You've got to start quitting bringing stuff up because you're going to get yourself in trouble. The Attorney General was supposed to be here today. You're not allowed to bring stuff up that could lead into a vote.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all I'm saying is we're going to have 2 weeks off. And I noticed that we don't have our own code of ethics, and it's election time. And I would just like it if you all would just think about whether we want to have a local code of ethics.
Thank you, ma'am. Anything else? If not, we'll entertain a motion to recess until 12:30 for our luncheon at the Sussex Conservation District at West Complex. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. D.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We're now in recess till 12:30 at the West Complex.